Also making news this morning, Australia's peak welfare group is warning that unemployment benefits aren't keeping up with the age pension. The Australian Council for Social Services says almost 80% of people on Newstart are struggling with basic needs, such as paying household bills and heating their homes. Former IMF boss Dominic Strauss-Kahn says he'll always regret his liaison with a hotel maid in New York. Mr. Strauss-Kahn was arrested and charged with rape over the incident. In his first TV interview since those charges were dropped, he described his actions as inappropriate and a moral failing. Mr. Strauss-Kahn also says he's decided not to challenge for the French presidency next year. Fresh fighting has erupted in the Libyan desert town of Bani Walid as fighters loyal to Colonel Gaddafi shelled positions held by rebel forces. Powerful explosions and sustained machine gun fire rocked the town, which is one of the last holdouts for Gaddafi loyalists. Forces backed by Libya's new rulers have surrounded the city from all sides. They say fighting carried on overnight on the edges of the city. And Sudanese twins who were born joined at the head have been successfully separated by a team of British doctors. Baby girls Rital and Rita Gabora, who are 11 months old, were separated last month after four operations at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children. They do not appear to have suffered any neurological side effects. Only 1 in 10 million sufferers survive this rare condition.